Today we have in the studio Deshaya Williams, proprietor of Renewed Youth Coaching Services. Welcome to WOOC, Deshaya.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've heard so many great things about you, young lady. So we feel honored and blessed to have you in our little humble abode. Well, let me dig right in then. Your website shows that you offer all kinds of coaching, yoga, fitness, life coaching. What led you to do this work? What's your background? And what motivated you to start doing this?
So I've been coaching for 15 plus years.
Wow.
10 years at the collegiate level, track and field. And so for me, coaching is coaching. And so really just helping my student athletes achieve goals in the track and in the circle. And then also just helping them achieve their life goals. So helping them navigate how to get into a major and how to pick an internship and different things like that. And as I started getting towards the end of doing that process, I said, oh, there's other options that I have to continue coaching people in life goals, in goals that they have, whether it's in birth, whether it's in yoga, fitness, whatever it is, like I can move that all over and start doing that.
Okay, real quick, where's home for you? Where were you born and raised?
I was raised in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
Born in Port Jervis, New York, outside the city.
Okay. What are the biggest challenges you face doing this type of work?
I think the biggest challenge is really getting the word out and helping people understand what it is that I do. So really in the doula process and working with people in their birth coaching and postpartum coaching is really helping them understand why I'm important to be in their lives, to help them through the process and not take the place of their partner, not take the place of their mother or their aunt or their sister, but really to be that professional person in the room with them, being that low emotions and just saying, hey, this is what we need to do. This is your birth plan. Here's our second option. And here's what we've talked about. And here how we stay focused on what we need to do.
Great. Well, let me tell you something. After this interview with myself and my co-host, I like to say double C, Corinne Carey, you are getting ready to blow up, young lady. Everybody will know about Miss Williams, okay? On the flip side, what are the biggest rewards you get from doing this type of work?
I think really seeing a mom get it during the birth process and really feel confident and feel heard and feel advocated for. So I really think that that's the most important thing. Your stress levels go down when you feel like you understand what's happening in
yes,
the room.
I agree.
Yeah, and when your knowledge is just there. And then you're like, okay, I know what's about to happen. I'm not afraid. I'm ready to go. And this is going to be exciting for me. So really seeing a mom get it in that process and then really supporting mom afterwards. Because a lot of times we focus on baby's coming. Mm-hmm. But then what do you do when you take baby home? It's like, oh, nobody gives you a manual. Well, I'm the manual. I come home with you and just help you say, you're doing a good job. There's no right way or wrong way to do it. The way that you're doing and then the way that you guys are adjusting as a family is really good.
Well, I got another question then, along with several more. Ms. Williams, can you modify that manual to go to adult kids? And what do you do with them? And can you come home with me and take my adult kids off my hand? All right, because my blueprint is not working. All right.
Yeah, that's a good question because okay. I actually do that too with student life, student athlete life
coaching. Be careful what you ask for.
Right. Student athlete life coaching. So really helping student athletes figure out what college should I choose? Why should I choose this college? And really helping the parent understand the recruiting process
okay.
because it's really big.
So. Great. So now you offer doula services. You got to educate me on that one. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah. So doula services
are doula.
Yeah. It's just a fancy word for women supporting women. And really, it's a professional woman supporting women during birth and helping them understand what that is and how to be heard in the room. So I think that that's super important.
Okay. I'm going to let my co-host Double C chime in.
So, Deshaya, this spring, the New York Times published a cover story about why America's black mothers and babies are in a life or death crisis. In that story, we learned that black infants in America are now more than twice as likely to die as white infants, a racial disparity that's actually wider than in 1850, 15 years before the end of slavery. And the tragedy is intertwined, the Times article goes on, with another tragedy, a crisis of death and near death in black mothers themselves. The U.S., this article says, is only one of 13 countries in the world where the rate of maternal mortality, the death of a woman related to pregnancy or childbirth up to a year after pregnancy, is now worse than it was 25 years ago. Each year, an estimated 700 to 900 maternal deaths occur in the U.S., and 50,000 more potentially near death. Now, black women are three to four times as likely to die from pregnancy-related causes as their white counterparts, according to the CDC. Your work seems so important in that area. Can you talk a little bit about the work that you do in supporting moms of color?
Yes. So, and that's really one of the reasons that I got into this work, is to really be in the room with moms of color to be heard. And then even after, it really strengthened my resolve about that after seeing this article in the New York Times and then hearing the story of Serena Williams as well. And just understanding that whether you're educated, whether you're in a low socioeconomic status, if you're a woman of color, that you are at risk for losing your baby during childbirth, as well as so just having someone like me in the room to support you, to help you feel heard, and then to help the doctor listen to you and to help you ask questions continuously, and know that it's important for you to keep asking questions so that you fully understand what's happening with you, and that when something doesn't feel right, that you go back in and you be that squeaky wheel and keep saying, this isn't right, this isn't working, and how can we do this better? Like, I really need help. So I think that that's super important, hearing that from seeing my sister go through her process, seeing other clients go through that, and then having a cousin also see how just lost a friend that died in childbirth as well as her baby 2 weeks ago. I think it's really important.
I think some of our listeners may not be familiar with Serena Williams' story. I mean, she's on the court right now, so all eyes are on Serena at the U.S. Open. But what happened to her and her childbirth experience?
Yeah, so I mean, just the highlights of what happened after she had her baby. She said something wasn't feeling right, and she kept telling the doctor it doesn't feel right. And then it turned out that she was like hemorrhaging The doctor just wasn't listening to her. And she's like, I know my body. I know that this isn't right. And that's especially important. Like, I feel like giving birth is an athletic event. Like, you have a very keen sense of, yeah, you have a very keen sense of what's happening with your body. You're alert to those things. And that's why it's important for you to just say, look, I know my body. No, I may not have gone to medical school. No, I may not have a nursing degree, but I know what's happening within me, and this isn't normal. And so just really being a good advocate for yourself. And that's what I stand in support of for women, to be able to say, hey, look, keep saying, because you know, even better than I know, what's happening in your body.
Deshaya, how do women reach you? How do women know to find you, women who might be looking for your services?
You can find me on Instagram at Renewed Youth NY. You can find me on my website at renewedyouthny.com. You can find me on Facebook and by word of mouth. And pretty much I'm trying to get out there as much as I can. So a little bit of everywhere.
Great. Is there anything that we didn't ask you that you want to tell our listeners tonight?
I think that a doula is important, not just in the birthing room, but also in postpartum. So when you're going home and really need that support to know what's happening when you bring baby home, helping with breastfeeding, helping with just allowing you to take a rest and sleep, mm-hmm. when, because you're constantly up and your partner has gone back to work and you just need to rest and take some self-care so that you can be available and able to do the things that your baby needs in that moment.
Okay, great. Before we close out, where do you see this going in 3 to 5 years?
I hope to see more people getting trained to be a doula, and that we could have a community doula group, and so that we're really supporting all women to be able to have a doula in the room with them, and that it's a more of a common thing that everyone knows. Oh yeah, I had a doula. My sister had a doula. Everyone has a doula. So kind of like Oprah giving away all the cars. We're giving away all the doulas.
Giving away all the
doulas. I like that. Yes. Giving away all the cars. Well, I just want to say then, thank you so much, Ms. Williams, for stopping by. It has been a true education, and you are just a refreshing breath of fresh air and a definite change maker. So we appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And hopefully we're going to have you back soon. So when you give away all those cars, you can come back and make that announcement right here on our airwaves, all right?
Sounds great.
Because I see that happening real soon.
Awesome.
Okay, good.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM.